This is the Aviat Merli of the 19th of January 2025. Original date, the 30th of November 2003. Become an authority of experience in all four subjects and transform problems into solutions. Today, the creator of the Brahmin world is seeing all his Brahmin children everywhere. This Brahmin world is a small world, but it is an extremely elevated and lovely world. This Brahmin world is of the special souls of the world. Each and every Brahmin soul is one out of multi-millions. One of a handful of souls. Because you have recognized your father and claimed a right to the inheritance. Just as the father is the highest on high, so those souls who recognize the father and belong to him are also special souls. The father, the bestower of fortune, drew a line of elevated fortune on the forehead of every Brahmin soul as soon as he took birth. You are souls with such elevated fortune. Do you consider yourselves to be so fortunate? Do you experience such great spiritual intoxication? The Father, the Comforter of Hearts, is giving every Brahmin soul love from the heart, affection from his heart. This godly love is received from only the one and only at one time throughout the whole cycle. Do you constantly have this spiritual intoxication in your every action? You challenge the world that you are the special souls who lead a karma yogi life. You are not those who simply have yoga. You are those who have a yogi life. Life means for all time. It is natural and constant. You are not those who have a yogi life for 8 hours or 6 hours. Yoga, that is remembrance, is the aim of Brahmin life. The aim of life is automatically remembered. And as is your aim, so you automatically develop the qualifications for it. Bap Dada is seeing a sparkling star of fortune on the forehead of every Brahmin soul. Bap Dada constantly sees each child as one with elevated self-respect and self-sovereignty. So do all of you experience yourselves to be souls who have self-respect and self-sovereignty? If you bring it into your awareness for just a second that you are a soul with self-respect, how long would the list that emerges be in just a second? Did the list of self-respect come into your awareness just now? It is a long list, is it not? Self-respect finishes arrogance because self-respect is elevated pride. So the elevated pride finishes the different types of impure body consciousness. When you switch on a light, darkness disappears in a second. Darkness is not made to go away. You don't need to make effort to remove darkness, but you just switch on a light. And darkness automatically ends. In the same way, you switch on your switch of the awareness of self-respect, and you won't have to make effort to end the different types of body consciousness. You do have to make effort while you don't have the awareness of being an embodiment of self-respect. Bapdada sees the games of you children. You speak about self-respect in your heart. I am seated on Bapdada's heart throne. You say this, you think this, but you don't then remain set, that is seated, on the seat of the experience of it. It is essential to experience whatever you think, because the most elevated authority is the authority of experience. So Bapdada sees that you listen to everything very well. You think very well too. But hearing and thinking about it is something different. To become an embodiment of experience is the elevated authority of Brahmin life. It is the difference between devotion and this knowledge. In devotion too, they become very intoxicated while listening to it. They even think about it, but they are unable to have an experience. Gyan means to be a Gyani soul, that is, being experienced in every type of self-respect. The experienced form gives you spiritual intoxication. Experience in life can never be forgotten. Whatever you have heard or thought about can be forgotten, but the authority of experience never decreases. So Bapdada is reminding you children, whatever you have heard, whatever you have heard from God the Father, become an embodiment of the experience of that. Even if 1,000 people try to erase something that you have experienced, it cannot be erased. Even Maya cannot erase your experience. As soon as you adopt a body, you experience that you are so-and-so, and that remains very firm. Do you ever forget the name of your body? If someone says to you, "No, you are not so-and-so," would you believe that person? In the same way, by experiencing the list of every type of self-respect, you can never forget your self-respect. However, Bapdada has seen that in your becoming experienced in every type of self-respect, and every point, you are number-wise. Since each of you has experienced that you are a soul, what else are you, apart from a soul? You say, "This body is mine, but I am a soul." Since you are a soul, where did body consciousness come from? Why did it come? What is the reason for it? The practice of 63 births, the wrong practice, that I am a body, is very firm. You forget the experience of the right practice. When Bapdada sees you children labouring, he feels love for you. God's children and labour, what is the reason for this? The lack of being an embodiment of experience. No matter what happens, when you are performing any actions, you cannot forget body consciousness. In that case, how can you forget your Brahmin life? That is, your karma yogi life, a yogi life. So check, have I experienced every subject? To listen to this knowledge and to relate it is easy, but to become an embodiment of this knowledge, When you put this knowledge into practice, your every action will automatically be that knowledgeful. That is, every action will be filled with the light and might of this knowledge. This knowledge is said to be light and might. In the same way, the yogi form is a yukti-yuk form. An embodiment of dana means that your every action, every physical organ and every virtue will be that of an embodiment of dana. An experienced image of service means to be a constant and natural server. Whether it is through your thoughts, words, deeds, connections or relations, service should continue to happen naturally in your every action. This is called being an embodiment of experience in all four subjects. So all of you should check to what extent you have become experienced. Experienced in every virtue and experienced in every power. In any case, there is the saying, experience is very useful at the right time. Therefore, you have to experience being an embodiment of experience, no matter what type of problem there is. One who is an image of experience will transform a problem into a solution in a second with his authority of experience. The problem will then not remain a problem. It will take the form of a solution. Do you understand? Now, let the closeness of time and the closeness of becoming equal to the Father give you experience of being an embodiment of solutions. For a long time, you have labored with the problems that come and then in finding solutions to them. Now, Babdara wants to see every child as one with self-respect and self-sovereignty and as an embodiment of solutions. An image of experience is able to transform anything in a second. Acha. Souls from everywhere have arrived here. Even the double foreigners claim a good chance in every turn. Acha. The Pandavs are no less in this group too. All of you Pandavs, raise your hands. Mothers, Kumaris, teachers, raise your hands. In the first group there were a lot more mothers, but in this group the Pandavs have also raced very well. The intoxication and faith of the Pandavs are remembered even today. What has been remembered? Do you know? There were just 5 Pandavs, but on the basis of their intoxication and faith, they became victorious. There is still this praise today. So are you such Pandavs? Acha, do you have intoxication? So when you Pandavs hear that you are Pandavs, you don't forget the father of Pandavs, Pandav Party, do you? Do you sometimes forget him? Pandavs and Pandav Party. Pandavs can never forget Pandav Party. Pandavs should have the intoxication. We are the Pandavs of every cycle and the ones who are loved by Pandav Party. In the memorials too, the name of the Pandavas is no less. The title of the Pandavas is Victorious Pandavas. So are you such Pandavas? That's all. We are victorious Pandavas, not just Pandavas, but victorious Pandavas. The imperishable tilak of victory is already applied on your foreheads. What intoxication do you mothers have? You have a lot of intoxication. You mothers say with intoxication, Baba has come for us. It is like this, is it not? This is because for half a cycle, mothers haven't been given any status. Now, at the confluence age, even in politics, mothers have been given rights. In every department, the father has placed you Shaktis in the front. And so in the world too, in every profession, mothers now have rights. There isn't a profession in which there aren't any women. This is the status of the confluence age. So you mothers feel our Baba. You feel, do you not, that it is my Baba? Do you have this intoxication? Mothers are waving their hands. It is good. You have made God belong to you, and so it is the mothers who are the magicians. Bapdada sees that the mothers and the Pandavas love Bapdada in all relationships. But he also sees which ones especially love which relationship. Some children very much like making God their friend. This is why there is the story of Kuda Dost, God the friend. Baba says, at any time, whichever relationship you need, you can make God belong to you in that relationship. You can fulfill all relationships with him. Children said, Baba is mine. And what did the father say? I am yours. There is very good splendor in Madhuban, is there not? No matter how far away you may be sitting and listening and seeing, the splendor of Madhuban is its own. You meet Bapdada in Madhuban anyway, but how many other types of attainment do you also have? If you were to make a list of those, how many types of attainment would there be? The greatest attainment of all is that you have easy and natural yoga. You don't have to labour. When someone gives that importance to the atmosphere of Madhuban, then the atmosphere of Madhuban and the timetable of Madhuban will make that one into an easy and natural yogi. Why? In Madhuban, you just have one task in your intellects. When a server group comes, that is a different matter. But those who come here for refreshment, what work do they have to do in Madhuban? Do they have any responsibilities? Eat, drink, enjoy yourselves and study. So Madhuban is Madhuban. People are listening to Baba abroad too. However, there is the difference of day and night in listening to the Murli there and coming to Madhuban. Bapdada gives love and remembrance to those who are listening and watching through the facilities anyway. Some children even listen to the Murli while staying awake at night. It is definitely better than not listening to it at all. but the best of all is lovely Madaban. Do you enjoy coming to Madaban? Or do you feel that you can hear the Murli sitting there? What do you like? You will hear the Murli there too, will you not? Here too, sitting at the back, you see everything on the TV anyway. So, those who feel that it is good to come to Madaban, raise your hands. Everyone raised their hands. Acha. Nevertheless, what is the praise in devotion? The Murli is played in Madaban. It isn't that the Murli is played in London. No matter where you are, to know the importance of the praise of Madaban means to make yourself great. Acha. All of you who have come are experiencing the yogi life, the life of being a Gyani soul and an embodiment of Dana. In the first meeting this season, Baba drew your attention to the fact that for the full season, you have to become a jewel of contentment and make others content. You mustn't just become that yourself, but you also have to make others content. Together with that, according to the time now, anything can happen at any time. Don't ask such questions as, when will it happen? Will it happen in 1 year or in 6 months? Suddenly, anything can happen at any time. Therefore, make the switch of your awareness very powerful. Put on the switch in a second and become an embodiment of experience. When a switch is loose, you repeatedly have to put it on and off, and it takes time for it to be put right. However, you have to put on the switch of self-respect and the switch of self-sovereignty in a second and become introverted and continue to have experiences. Become merged in an ocean of experiences. No authority can win against an authority of experience. Do you understand what you have to do? Babdada gives you a signal, but don't wait in anticipation. Don't say when, now, ever ready. Are you able to put on your switch of awareness in a second? Are you able to do this? No matter what the circumstances are, what the problems are, put on the switch of awareness. Practice this, because the final paper will be of only a second, not even a minute. Those who keep thinking about it will not be able to pass. Those who have experience will pass. So now, all of you in a second, put on your switch of the awareness, I am an elevated soul who is a resident of the supreme abode. Put on your switch of this awareness. Let there be the awareness of nothing else. Let there not be any upheaval in your intellect. Unshakable. Babdada then conducted drill. Acha. To the experienced souls everywhere who have elevated self-respect, to those who constantly experience every subject, to the constantly yogi souls who move along in a yogi life, to the special souls who are a handful out of multi-millions, and the few out of that handful who constantly keep their special fortune emerged in every act they perform. Love, remembrance and namaste from Bapdada. To Daddy G, you are carrying out a good task of putting zeal and enthusiasm into everyone. The reply came, plans are being made to give the message to millions. Let alone a million, souls of the whole world are to receive the message. They will say, Oh Prabhu, will they not? You have to prepare them to even say, Oh Prabhu, do you not? They, the rest of the daddies, are also giving their cooperation. It is good. You are looking after Madhuban. You have found a good cooperative group, have you not? Each one has her own speciality. Nevertheless, there is an impact of the original jewels. No matter how old you may become, and new ones are also moving forward, but the sustenance of the original jewels is still its own. This is why this group is good. Blessing. May you be a constant destroyer of obstacles by constantly wearing your obstacle-proof, shining, angelic dress. In order to be a constant destroyer of obstacles for yourself and others, bid farewell to question marks and keep your stock of all powers full by putting a full stop. Constantly wear your obstacle-proof, shining, angelic dress. Do not wear a dress of mud. Together with this, remain decorated with the jewellery of all virtues. Always be a Shakti with 8 weapons, a complete idol, and keep your feet of an elevated life on a lotus flower. Slogan: Pay full attention to this study, and you will claim a number in the first division. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. Just as serving with words has become natural, similarly, let service through thoughts also be at the same time, and let it be natural. Together with serving with words, also continue to serve with your mind, and you will have to speak less. With the help of serving with your mind, the energy you use in speaking will be accumulated, and the powerful service of the mind will give you the experience of greater success. Om Shanti.